Heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you to not only defend the historic Christian faith, but become an apprentice of Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, go to equip.org. To ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. We'll be taking your calls later on in the broadcast. You can start calling right now, 888-ASK-HANK. Our website, as always, it is the destination, a place of choice on the web. You can depend on the materials you find on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or talk to one of our resource consultants by dialing 888-7000 and the letter CRI. June is the end of our fiscal year. This is always a make-it-or-break-it month for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And in years gone by, and I've been doing this for 30 years now, people have responded gloriously in the month of June, and we have been able to end our fiscal year in a good state, and we pray that people respond again. The need is great. We are down substantially in our giving right now, and so we would ask you to prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. If you've given once, well, please consider giving again. If you've never given, it would be my privilege to invite you to join us as we stand shoulder to shoulder together in the battle for life and truth. Never has it been more important for Christians to stand together against not only the insistent forces of secularism, but against the invading forces of Islam and other world religions that seek to undermine the very foundation of Western civilization. And so again, it's my privilege to ask you to join us. Stand shoulder to shoulder with us. And if you can, consider becoming a member of the most foundational support team we have. It's called the CRI Support Team. When you do, I'd be pleased to personalize any one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. And go to the web at equip.org. You will see that we have selected some incredible resources, and we make those available to not only equip you, but also to encourage you to give to this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach. This ministry is having an impact all over the world. I was just in Boston this weekend speaking. I was also in St. Louis speaking. And while I was there, so many people came up and told stories about how this ministry has been transformational in their lives. And those that support the ministry have a part to play in that. Nathan wrote me and said, I teach sixth grade Sunday school and help facilitate a men's Bible study, but without the resources, the Christian Research Institute, my preparation, my content, my message to both of these diverse groups would be sorely missing. Many thanks to the CRI team. A note from Joe, who says, I've had the privilege of being part of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute for a few years now. I'm very passionate of my sacrificial giving to the ministry, as it has helped me tremendously in my walk with the Lord. Over the years of listening to Hank and reading the materials put forth by the Christian Research Institute, I have grown substantially in my ability to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints, and have learned many discernment skills. I purchased the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition early this year, and when my wife and I received it, we were overjoyed. It is truly a masterpiece and a tool that no Christian home should be without. One other letter, this from Bryce. I am thankful for the ministry of the Christian Research Institute because we live in a day, in an age where increasing attacks on the credibility of the Bible and the Christian faith by well-educated people is commonplace. Well, what Bryce is saying is so true. I'm thinking about an article that's coming out in the Christian Research Journal. It's an article about Morgan Freeman. He is probably the most famous Hollywood actor to play God, well, since George Burns, God rest his soul. And he's involved in a new TV documentary that is set to return in 2019. It's already had two acts and now the third act in 2019. But the underlying worldview of this documentary is philosophical naturalism and scientism. In other words, there's nothing supernatural, and science is the only form of genuine knowledge. Well, in this documentary, Freeman goes so far as to say that human beings invented God. Well, they invented God due to various psychological and neurological mechanisms. In other words, according to Morgan Freeman, God exists only in our minds, and religion is a form of self-deception that arose as an evolutionary survival mechanism. These kinds of things are being displayed, being promoted. And how are we to respond? How are we to respond when someone like Morgan Freeman in this documentary says that Jews and Christians and Muslims all worship the same God, that all religions lead to God, however you might conceive of him? When in truth, we need to be able to say that if you examine Islam, you immediately recognize that Allah is hardly the God of Christianity. Islam is Unitarian, Christianity Trinitarian. Logically, both can be wrong, but they can't both be right. Not only so, but the roads of religions like Judaism and Islam, in fact, all religious systems lead steeply uphill, while the road of Christianity descends downward. Religion is fallen humanity's attempt to reach up and become acceptable to God through what we do. Christianity, on the other hand, is a divine gift based on God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus taught that there's only one way to God. He said it emphatically, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Not through Islam, not through Judaism, not through Buddhism, not through any other religion. The opinions of all other religious leaders save Christ are equally valid in that they're equally worthless. Those leaders died. They're still dead. Only Jesus had the power to lay down his life and to take it up again. Therefore, his opinion is infinitely more value than theirs. As I traveled over the weekend, I was thinking about the relevance of the Christian Research Institute when it comes to suicide. We have had a great impact in helping people who contemplate taking their own lives. And I was seeing not only the newspaper headlines as I was traveling, rife with reports of high-profile suicides, but also television specials. Tuesday, of course, fashion designer Kate Spade. And then Friday, chef and host of the CNN series Parts Unknown, Anthony Bourdain, both had killed themselves. Both had committed suicide. And in wake of their deaths, suicide hotlines jumped 25%. And think about that. In a society of stressed out people, suicide is not solely a secular problem. And therefore, as Christians, we need to recognize that this plague, this scourge, is a scourge that happens with respect to those who take the sacred name of Christ upon their lips as well. And by the way, you can't relegate this scourge to any particular segment of society. According to the Centers for Disease Control, for example, suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people aged 15 through 24. And as the incidence of suicide continues to rise, I'm frequently asked whether suicide is an unforgivable sin. How do you respond to that question? Well, simply by saying that no single act is unforgivable. What is unforgivable is a continuous, ongoing, willful rejection of the love and grace that can be ours. And while suicide is not an unforgivable sin, those who take the sacred name of Christ upon their lips dare not contemplate suicide. Why? Well, our lives belong to God. He alone has the prerogative to bring our lives to an end. You know, God said this very, very clearly. See now that I myself am He, that there's no God beside me. I put to death, I bring to life, I have wounded and I heal, and no one can deliver out of my hand. Remember, suicide is the murder of oneself. And therefore, it is a direct violation of the sixth commandment. Suicide is an attack. An attack on the sovereignty of the very one who knit us together in our mother's wombs. And studies show that among Christians who attend church, who are involved in church life, suicide is virtually non-existent. This is another great reason why we shouldn't be isolated Christians saying, me and my Bible. Because when you are in isolation, you are vulnerable. You are vulnerable to depression and loneliness and isolation. But when you're part of church life, when you're in the spiritual gymnasium, there are others around you that can help you and sustain you. You know, the wisest man who ever lived, that man Solomon, I'm not talking about Theanthropus the God-man, I'm talking about the wisest man who ever lived, who penned Proverbs, many, many of them. You can read a chapter a day. And then you can go through Proverbs once a month. But he penned the words that two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. And if either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help him up. Church, and this is a statistic that bears repeating. Church and church life is the antidote against suicide. All of the metrics, all of the statistics point to that. But when you say you're a Christian in isolation, again, me and my Bible, I don't need the church, I don't like organized religion, I believe in Jesus, but I come to my own terms, not within the context of community, you are at risk. Just like every other segment of society. So my plea is not only that you never consider suicide, but that you join a healthy, well-balanced church in which you can receive the graces by which you can experience God, not just know about Him, but actually experience the engrafted life. not just a changed life, but an exchanged life, the life of Christ within, a power that is in you but not of you, that will sustain you. Well, there's much more that could be said. When we come back from the break, we'll go right to your calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. A reminder that all of these subjects I'm emphasizing this month because we are on the cutting edge of making a difference, and we're asking you to stand with us, particularly at the end of our fiscal year, the month of June. This is a crucial month. Please give as you've been given. The Lord has blessed you with some of His resources. Please consider investing those resources in the ministry. It'll make a difference. You can bank on that, not only now, but also for all eternity. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Again, we'll be right back with answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, 888-ASK-HANK.
Every CRI outreach, our broadcast, podcast, website resources, the Christian Research Journal, and more is made possible only because of friends like you. Your partnership matters. What kind of impact has your partnership had? An impact for time and for eternity. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Hank Unplugged is a new podcast brought to you by the Christian Research Institute. For decades, millions of listeners at home and abroad have enjoyed the answers and insights of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, listeners can hear Hank Hanegraaff as he takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in free-flowing, stimulating discussions on critical issues with some of the brightest, most interesting people on the planet. Hank Unplugged is a podcast designed to range further and dive deeper into both perennial and contemporary issues of interest to thinking Christians. To join the conversation, subscribe to Hank Unplugged on iTunes, equip.org, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And make sure you're a part of the conversation. It's a new channel of quality content that serious kingdom change agents won't want to miss.
In recent years, atheists have forwarded virulent criticisms against Christianity, claiming that they have a more enlightened, scientific, and sophisticated worldview. Despite what these atheists might think, their verbal assaults are nothing new. In his book, Atheism on Trial, Dr. Louis Marcos confronts these recycled claims and shows that they have already been disproven by Christian thinkers of the past. And you can use the same logic to silence these claims today. Are you ready to put atheism on trial? Get equipped with answers to the tough questions about your faith and speak with confidence, knowing that the trial of public opinion versus universal truth has already been held and Christ is the victor. To receive your copy of Atheism on Trial, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's mind-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.
Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. cause an increasingly militant, intolerant, and hostile secularism would love to silence the voice of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we ask you to do all you can this month to help us turn up the volume. We are deeply grateful for your partnership at this critical time as we strive to stand courageously for life and truth. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end our financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And as you consider supporting this ministry, remember this has been the most productive 12-month of C. Rice history, quite frankly. We added so many areas of ministry using the digital media platforms, including Hank Unplugged. I've done over 50 episodes. And to get some kind of an idea of how significant this podcast is, I think about a letter I got from Joel, who says, if you are a Christian who's interested in developing a sense of how the truths of the Christian faith have been passed down, preserved and etched into the hearts of men and women, then you need to check out a new podcast from Hank Hanegraaff called Hank Unplugged. This podcast has, for me, been absolutely nothing short of transformational. It's been paradigm-busting in ways that I could not have imagined. It's blindsided my faith and what I thought was my Christian worldview. And the conversations that are taking place on this podcast are hauntingly intriguing. They've captured and enraptured the yearnings of my soul for connection to God in ways that I could not have been introduced to in any other way. Please check out this podcast. You will not regret investing in these episodes. Go ahead, check it out. Again, just part of a letter that I got from Joel. Very, very encouraging. But we've now done, since this letter from Joel, we've done over 50 episodes of Hank Unplugged. You can find them on the web at equip.org. Let's go to the phone lines, talk to Karen. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Karen in Missouri, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Hank. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Very good. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've been thinking about something. You know when Jesus met the possessed man from, his name was Legion, there was many.
Yes.
And then they cried out to him and begged him not to send them back out into the abyss, but to send them into the herd of pigs. And then the pigs ran over, went over the cliff. What happened to the demons then?
Well, the demons, when you think about demons, a demon is said to be where a demon acts. So what's going on here is anthropomorphic language. I mean, a demon is very, very real, but a demon is a non-physical being, and non-physical beings do not have extension in space. So now the demons, instead of tormenting a human being, are tormenting pigs. Now, the idea here is that the destruction of a herd of pigs shows that men had been protected by the care of God Almighty. Otherwise, they would have perished under demonic influence. And it also underscores the fact that swine herding was not lawful for the Jews. Now, it wasn't lawful for a very particular reason. And the reason was simply this. God gave civil and ceremonial laws so that people would have a way of understanding the distinction between that which was clean and that which was unclean, that which related to the things of God and that which does not. So was a very, very clear lesson to the Jews in a very perceptible way. And so God is now using this, Jesus, incarnate God, is using this to show the incomparable value of humanity whose salvation is worth every sacrifice, and showing that the civil and ceremonial laws ultimately are fulfilled in him. So there's an object lesson in all of this, but we ought not to take this in a wooden literalistic fashion, as though demons are corporeal or physical beings. They're not physical beings. So now, instead of acting within human beings, they're acting within that which is unclean.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I cleared up a little bit, but didn't the herd go over the cliff into the sea and drown?
Yes. Yes, and
so
again,
they were destroyed.
Yeah, it's part of the narrative, and part of the narrative, as I was explaining, is that human beings protected by God's care can live, can be saved. However, without the care of God, with the judgment of God, they perish, like the swine perished, like the herd that plunged over the cliff perished.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Makes sense?
That does, that helps a whole lot. It's deeper than what I was thinking. But, you know,
well,
to think deeper.
Yeah, so you got two things. One is God's protection, and what happens when God's protection is not there. The difference between salvation and destruction. The other thing that I'm pointing out here is the difference between that which is clean and that which is unclean. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the civil and ceremonial laws that Jews were very familiar with are now fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He's the one that brings that salvation to humanity.
Well, that's very good. That's awesome. I thank you so much for answering that for me.
You got it. Thank you for your call, Karen. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to David, listening in Tacoma, Washington, KCIS. Hi, David.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. First, I just wanted to say, I want to thank you and all your loved ones for just sharing you with us all these years and all that you do for us when we call in. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, and I'm sure my wife and kids would appreciate your comments very much as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, my question is in 1 Kings 19, when Elisha, he was on the run, and my question is basically, was God directing Elijah to run as he did, or was that something basically that he was doing on his own? And my second part to that question is, when God asked him, what are you doing here? So can you give me, what that's all about?
Yeah, again, when God asks those questions, they're for our benefit. It's not as though God does not know. He knows everything. In fact, a single hair cannot fall from our head without God knowing and caring about it. So it's not as though God does not know. Very, very similar as when God asks Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, where are you? It's not as though God didn't know, but it's an anthropomorphism. It's an opportunity for us to understand God in language or in ways that we can relate to. Now, Elijah, the interesting story about Elijah is that Elijah has one of the great victories of all time, and now he's fleeing. And ultimately, he's under a broom tree, and you can see the difference that happens very, very quickly in the life of a person. One moment, you can be on a mountaintop, and the next moment, you can be in the slough of despond, and you can think that there's no one else but me. Who else can do this work? Who else? And then you realize God has many, many others that are standing in the gap with you. And so this is a great human interest story. I've experienced it many times. I can be on the mountaintop, and then all of a sudden I can think, God, where are you? And the great experience of the Christian life is that you realize that God has been there over and over and over again. He's always been faithful. Even when we have been unfaithful, God is always faithful. And if we could trust him in the past, we can certainly trust him in the future as well. So there's a great object lesson here where Elijah goes from victory to a feeling of defeat, and this becomes an object lesson for us.
Right, right. So was he the one that was, he took the flight? Or because we know when he got, God told him to go to the mountain, and God, the wind came and the fire and all that, and then the still small voice. So was that something that was manufactured by Elijah, running? We know that he was scared.
When Elijah is in the situation that you just described, Elijah is now being given a vision of God, where God is revealing himself in that still small voice. And so it's a beautiful illustration of God's presence with us.
Right, okay. Well, thank you, Hank. I appreciate that.
You got it. I don't know if I answered the question that you were asking. It sounded like I didn't quite get to the essence of what you're asking about. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions are answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And I bring this up as we go to break, in that we could not do what we do live on the radio with the Hank Unplugged podcast. We could not make available the resources we do on the web, which is a destination point for hundreds of thousands of people every month, a destination point that's making a difference. We could not produce the Christian Research Journal. We could not do what we do overseas around the world if it were not for people like you standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. And so I want to express my thanks for all of you that do support the ministry, and for those of you that have never taken that step of faith, this month would be a great month to do that, to let us know that you're out there listening and that you're standing with us in this critical time, not only in our ministry, but this critical time in human history. You can't take it with you, but you could send it ahead. And we ask you to do that by giving not to us, but through us, touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web, as always. Just go to equip.org. And by the way, when you go to the web at equip.org, you'll see that we have many different levels of giving. And there are things that that connect you to the ministry in special ways as you give. And so check that out on the web at equip.org. You can also, as I mentioned earlier, write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. We'll be back on the other side of the break with a quote of the day. More answers to your questions as you dial 888-ASK-HANK. Again, numerically 888-275-4265. And while you have a break, go to the web at equip.org. Give there in a safe, secure fashion. Stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
In our post-truth age of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with answers has never been greater. The Christian Research Institute exists to provide those answers, and this provision is made possible only by people like you. People unafraid to stand up for truth while it's under assault. People like you whose contributions to our many outreaches are making a difference for time and eternity. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man.
Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org.
Does every day feel like a political battle? Do you feel like traditional values keep losing ground? Every day we wake up in a world that is increasingly hostile to Christianity. Like many believers, you may be wondering what the future holds for Christians in America. The great need of the day is a sweeping revolution of courage in our lives, families, and churches. The war is not yet lost. A Call for Courage by Michael Anthony will spark that revolution in you, offering believers a playbook with specific steps to equip Christians for the battle ahead, helping you to live with power, truth, and love in an age of intolerance and fear. To receive your copy of A Call for Courage, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org.
Hank Unplugged is a new podcast brought to you by the Christian Research Institute. For decades, millions of listeners at home and abroad have enjoyed the answers and insights of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, listeners can hear Hank Hanegraaff as he takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in free-flowing, stimulating discussions on critical issues with some of the brightest, most interesting people on the planet. Hank Unplugged is a podcast designed to range further and dive deeper into both perennial and contemporary issues of interest to thinking Christians. To join the conversation, subscribe to Hank Unplugged on iTunes, equip.org, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And make sure you're a part of the conversation. It's a new channel of quality content that serious kingdom change agents won't want to miss. Just as the value of vaccines increases during the outbreak of a deadly disease, when assaults on our faith and freedoms mount, the outreaches of CRI become even more critical. That in turn makes believers like you, those who are willing to stand up and speak up, all the more crucial. Very simply, there is nothing, I repeat, nothing that CRI does that would be possible without partners like you. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. The quote of the day comes from St. Athanasius, surely the most significant theologian of his time, who said, like a musician who has tuned his lyre, and by the artistic blending of low and high and medium notes, produces a single melody, so the wisdom of God, holding the universe like a lyre, adapting things heavenly to things earthly, and earthly things to heavenly, harmonizes them all. And leading them by his will, makes one world and one world order in beauty and harmony. He was eloquent, but I love St. Athanasius. He manifests the power of one. One man stood for truth and influenced not just his generation, but his influence is felt yet today. So oftentimes people think, I can't make a difference. Yes, you can. But like I was telling the caller before the break, so often we have great victories like Elijah had, a great victory against the prophets of Baal or Baal. And then suddenly he becomes afraid of Jezebel and he runs away and he ends up under a broom tree. And then he ends up on Mount Horeb. And there he has an experience with God. And you know, the Holy Spirit is someone, not an it, but someone we can have an experience with, a great and powerful wind that manifests his grace in a variety of ways through our prayers, who rends the mountains, who rends our sinful passions, who shatters the rocks, who shatters rock-hard hearts, and who is a gentle breeze. You know, when he comes to dwell as that still, small voice within us, the voice of Christ our Master. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to George next. He's listening in Pennsylvania, Sirius XM 131. Hi, George.
Hi, Hank. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I was visiting a church, not my own church. I'm a Christian, but I was just visiting another church in my area, and the pastor had, we were in studying about, he was studying with photographs of the Exodus of Moses crossing the Red Sea, and he had a photographs, underwater photographs from a guy by the name of Ron Wyatt, who was, I don't know what web, I think it was Archaeological Research and Discovery website or something like that, and he had pictures of an underwater land bridge at about 100 feet deep below the Red Sea, and then it dropped off on each side really deep, and this guy, Ron Wyatt, went down in 1988, I believe it was, in a scuba outfit, and he was taking pictures of chariot wheels, of Egyptian chariot wheels that were four-spoke and six-spoke, and they were, and there was a lot of them. I mean, there was one set of wheels that were up, that were still attached to the axle, a whole set of wheels on its, upright on its side with barnacles all over it, and they were, one was right in the sand, and it was like gleaming, it was full of barnacles, it was a four-spoke just laying down, but you could see it was like it had a bronze or a gold color to it.
Hey, George, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Shame on your pastor. I mean, Ron Wyatt.
My pastor, I was just visiting. I just want to know.
No, I'm sorry. Shame on this pastor. The pastor, sorry. Yeah, I mean, I can hardly take it. I mean, Ron Wyatt was a fraud. I mean, he claimed to make all kinds of startling archaeological discoveries. You know, he discovered everything from Noah's Ark to the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to the Egyptian chariot wheels that you described. And one of his most amazing claims was that he obtained a sample of Christ's blood from the top of the Ark of the Covenant. But the truth is, Ron Wyatt, and he passed away back around the year 2000, he is neither an archaeologist nor has he ever carried out an excavation in Israel or Jerusalem and the places he claimed to go. He's simply been deceiving people with his stories. And though, as I said, he passed away around the year 2000, I think it was 1999, he still wreaks havoc in the church. Because what happens is, if you hear these sensationalistic stories, and then you find out that they're not true, then what happens to those who came to faith as a result of the sensationalistic stories? Well, they think vicariously the Christian faith is a hoax as well, when nothing could be further from the truth. Obviously, the Christian faith is rooted in history and in evidence, but we don't have to make up stories in order to try to validate what is already valid. And this is precisely what Ron Wyatt did. He made a cottage industry out of it. And unfortunately, there are pastors that are proliferating this stuff, just like pastors proliferated the myth of Y2K, and we're selling freeze-dried food and all the cottage industries that surrounded that.
Sure. All right. Well, I'm glad I'm not a member of that church. I don't plan on going back there either again. So there you go. I was wondering if it was true or not. I mean, it looked real, and I was thinking, well, maybe I could show some friends of mine who are agnostics, you know, if they wanted proof or something. But boy, I'm glad you straight man on that, because you never know. So it's by faith.
Well, I mean, the Christian faith is rooted, well, it's rooted in history and evidence, but what I'm saying is that you don't want to dredge up, you know, these urban legends and use them as a way of validating the faith when we have a firm foundation already.
Yeah, we do. We really do have a firm foundation. Yeah. I do agree with that. Hank, it's great listening to you. I listen to you a lot, so, and you're right on. So thanks, brother, for straight man on that. So,
you got it, George. I appreciate your call.
I really do. Thanks.
I'm grateful for your call. Ava, listening in Indianapolis, Indiana, Sirius XM 131. Hi.
Hi, Hank. Gosh, I hope I don't ask this in a wrong way, though, because it's now picking up after where George just left off a little bit. It's kind of along the same lines, maybe, but I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. And I used to be, in my young age, an atheist, and I got saved, and now I'm a believer. And my question is, I firmly believe in the Old Testament. I believe that the Bible is true, and I had to come by faith by doing a little bit of research, and also by blind faith. I just believe. So sometimes for some of us, it's a little bit of both. But I was listening to a program, and I like to listen to these every now and then, but now it's for the purpose of trying to answer questions for other people that are not believers. So my question is, it's a two-part question. First, do we have a firm date? And I know we do, because it's all over, you know, there, you can find... The internet is not always safe, and it's not always true, but if you search out credible Bible places on the internet, sometimes you can get a validated answer. But do we have a firm date for when Noah's flood occurred? And then the second part of that is, because I was hearing that archaeologists were claiming to find artifacts that occurred, or that they found after the flood, so attempting to disprove the flood. So how can I? Can you help me find a resource or a way? How do I answer that question?
Yeah. So two questions. The first question is, no, we don't know the date of the flood. We don't have a firm date for the flood. Remember, if you look at the book of Genesis, you have genealogies. You have 10 on one side of the flood, 10 on the other side of the flood. And the idea for the genealogies is not to give us a chronology, a sequencing of time, but rather there's a symmetry to the genealogies, because there's a purpose in the genealogies, just as much a purpose for Moses as there was for Matthew in the 14:14:14 that he gives us in his gospel. So we can't establish a date based on the genealogies. That's the point. We don't have a chronology. We do have ample evidence, however, in the second part of your question, for the flood of Noah. And let me say this, with all their failings, corrupted accounts of the flood, and there are many of them, like the Epic of Gilgamesh, which was The Babylonian account of the flood, or the Epic of Atrahasis, or Eridu Genesis, they all point to something. The similarities in the flood accounts point to a common inheritance. They all derive from the same source, which is to say they all derive from an actual event. And so it stands to reason that as descendants of Noah would have drifted from God, drifted from one another, human embellishments and interpretations would be imported into the actual historical events. But that doesn't mean that there wasn't an actual event. Genesis is written as history. It corresponds to reality. And by the way, you don't have any unpredictable gods cluttering the text as you do in the corrupted flood accounts. And details that can be tested in an age of scientific enlightenment are found to be wholly plausible. And I'll give you one example in the time I have. In contrast to the cube-shaped Ark of Gilgamesh in the Epic of Gilgamesh, the Babylonian account, modern engineering standards have proven that the Ark of Genesis is ideally suited for floating and stability. But here's the bottom line. Corrupted flood accounts remind us that the reality of a great flood is imprinted on the collective consciousness of virtually every major civilization from the Sumerian epic right on to the present age. And although the corrupted accounts view the waters of the flood through the opaque lens of paganism, they nevertheless lend credence to the occurrence of an actual flood. I've written about this in some detail in a book called The Creation Answer Book, which is also available to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And again, as I close the broadcast, thank you for your call, Ava. I want to thank everybody that's standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You're making a difference for time and for eternity. So long for now.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
In the centuries since Jesus walked among our ancestors, people have sought to make sense of our Savior. The earliest Christian and secular sources show a complex, multi-layered figure who impacted lives and changed the trajectory of history. In his book, A Doubter's Guide to Jesus, John Dixon dives into the Bible and beyond to examine the earliest historical writings and to present 12 distinct portraits of Jesus, including portraits of Jesus as teacher, healer, Israel, Christ, temple, Savior, and much more. Whether you have known and loved the Lord Jesus for decades or are considering his relevance for the first time, you'll find this book an intriguing and quite likely belief-altering experience. To receive your copy of A Doubter's Guide to Jesus, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.
Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now.
Again, that's equip.org.